They.
Okay, everybody. Tom is here. Now, 10:03 a.m. today, Thursday, May 15, 2025, we're in regular session of Mercer County Commissioners Court. I've got three commissioners present with ways of form, so I'm going to declare that we have a form. And Mr. Miller remains overseas. He's not expecting to be here today. So, that being said, we're going to start the meeting. Number one, we're going to start with an opening prayer invocation led by Jim Dolly, and then we'll follow that by the pledge to the flag led by Commissioner Miller.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today. We're thankful for your blessings, we're thankful for your presence, and we're thankful for the freedom that you have allowed us to enjoy. And Father, we thank you also for entering our prayers yesterday, guiding us and helping us through our prayer. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory and the praise for all accomplishments. And Father, we ask you to be with us in this today. Help us to do what is right for the citizens of Upshur County. Help us, dear God, to honor you in everything that we do as we do progress with our with the government that you have allowed us to have and have supported throughout the United States of America. And Lord, we come to you today and we ask you to protect and keep those who serve us and protect us. We ask you, dear God, to be with our law enforcement, our military, our first responders, firefighters, ambulance drivers, those that put their life on the line for us. And your words say, no greater friend can you have than one that would lay down his life for us. And Lord, we know, and you know, these people that do these jobs would lay down their life for us. And we are thankful for that. And we praise you for giving us these people to work with us. Lead us now and guide us in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to you, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Number two is public comments. We have anybody serve public?
Nope.
Sorry about the chairman.
I'm trying.
I appreciate you don't want this.
No,
I sure you don't.
Okay, guys, now this ain't the premiere of the Rocky Horror Picture. 1977. I'll admit, I went to everybody chunk popcorn and squirted water bottles. There's no citizen comments. Number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings. B, payroll transfers. C, payroll. D, budget amendment. E, accounts payable. F, to accept for reporting the following, if any, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary for March and April of 2025, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, appointment of Upshur County auditor, certification and order for appointment of additional assistant county auditor, emergency service district, number two, financial statements and independent auditor's report as of September 30, 2024, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion for the say aye. Payroll.
Second.
Bob?
Quick question. Connie, your appointment is by deed, correct?
Yes.
And is it for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're adding an auditor. You're obviously just filling the vacancy.
No, we're not adding an auditor. We have two.
Okay, appointment of additional assistant county auditor.
I'm not.
That was the title on the paperwork that I was sent by the district clerk's office.
Oh,
okay. So
that's going to be needed.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I'm good, Judge. I'm good. I misread something. It's
good. ESD number one, I granted a 30-day extension on them turning in their audit. Well, that's not mismatched. They have got the audit done. They're still finishing details. but they've been very busy this year. So I granted them a 30-day extension yesterday as well, not the law, so.
Assume that District Number 2's audit came out okay with no problems?
Yes. All right, any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. All right, number four, hear updates and discuss and take any necessary action concerning Round 12 Courthouse grant renovation. Justin Flurs here. I would like you, in addition to whatever else you're going to bring us up to date on, to give us a very narrow rundown of what to expect when this bird hits the ground. I.e., what little I know about construction is, once we say, okay, substantially completed, then people go around doing what we call a punch lid. This needs to be touched up, that needs to be tweaked. Tell us about, just for a minute, the experience you had in Marion County, since you've done it before.
So whenever the contractor notifies the court that the project is substantially completed, typically the contractor, the architect, and the project manager walks in the building, and that they go through and they look at every single square inch of that thing, and each entity makes a list. So the county would have a list, the architect would have a list, the contractor would have a list, and then those lists are combined, submitted to THC. They do a look. This is how we did it. They did the walkthrough. And then it's categorized by, you know, whether whatever contractor or whatever floor. It just depends on how THC wants to develop that. And then you have 30 to 45 days that the contractor does and subcontractors do to finish that work, whether it be this isn't put on correctly or that this is missing paint or there should be 5 screws in this. I mean, it's pretty in-depth. Especially, I mean, you all know Rick Stacey. He doesn't miss anything. So if this piece of equipment called for 8 screws and there's not a screw missing, he's gonna find it. And it's pretty tedious work.
Well, when y'all actually moved your furniture and yourselves back in, was the punch list still going on?
We had a few items left on the punch list after we moved in. But most of those, the contractors could work around them because it's kind of like what's happening now. You know, the guys that did install this, they may be on a job in Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, and they may have to come back, but they've only got a certain amount of time to do that before they start getting penalized by the contractor.
You said they got 45 days after the inspections to make any corrections, including even something as small as a missing screw, right?
Well, it's just an allotted amount of time that's set by the contractor.
I thought you said 45.
30 to 45 days.
30.
Okay. It's typical, 30 to 45 days.
Anybody else got anything?
Connie had said yesterday, you're looking at January, and I know that. I'd heard February mentioned in a previous meeting. Connie mentioned yesterday, now that we're, I believe with you, that we're now looking at January.
That's what Rick said when I talked to him about another issue 2 days ago. He said it looked like it might be done in January. But
January,
I think we're
earliest,
still...
February latest.
Yeah.
Beg pardon?
January earliest, February latest.
I fully expect them as... I stated last commissioner's court meeting, I think they're going to make up that time. I really do. I hope they do.
I'm looking at the end of December, so it's going to be a real crowd in there when I go back in there and plug my phone in, so they better look.
You said make up the time, Leroy. Are you saying you think it's going to be December?
I just think they're going to make up for lost time. That's what
we don't want to jinx ourselves.
No.
I understand that.
When did they really start turning dirt over there? I remember putting up a fence right in October. So this October will be 2 years, right?
Yeah. We moved in August.
And so they told me to be ready to stay out for 3, so we're still going to be way ahead of schedule. So So Rick Sacy told me 27 lawns. So even if we not get in there at the end of January, he's still at 27 lawns. Not that he has to be. They told me and Jay Miller, it's ever been 3 years usually. Okay. Five, discuss and take action to approve an interlocal cooperation agreement between the Nacogdoches County, between Nacogdoches County and Upshur County to house Nacogdoches County inmates in the Upshur County Jail. Sheriff Webb.
Yes, sir. This has already been approved in the Nacogdoches, and I'm asking y'all to approve it for this year.
Is there something, I guess you're going to vote me to sign off tonight?
Yes, sir. You should have the contract.
$45 per day.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you charge me $75 a day?
It would.
Your criminals are more rowdy than you.
Sheriff, what's the jail count?
We're right now currently at 159.
Okay.
Motion for approval of, take a second.
I make a second and also allow the judge to sign the contract for this.
Motion and a second that we enter into an interlocal agreement with Nacogdoches County to house their prisoners. Any further discussion?
I presume they're going to bring their folks up here rather than us go down there and get them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Uh-huh.
Motion passes 4-0. How many federal prisoners do we have?
11 right now. Total count for all out of county, we have currently 79.
But you like inmates. You like the federal because you make money off them, don't you?
Yeah. It's $60 a day with them.
That's where your money is.
And the deal is I don't want to poke the other counties. I mean, we try to work with the other sheriffs in the area. You know, usually the going between 40, 45.
Now, with your food costs and all the costs that you have operating your facility,
about $28 a day right now.
A little bit over $28 a day. But what I'm saying is our food costs have steadily gone up the last couple of years, and we really haven't budged. You think in the future, if food costs and expenses keep going up, that you will readdress that rate in the future?
If we need to, yes. But currently, it's just right at about $28, a little over $28 a day.
I think it was 28.65, 29. Yeah. And that was based on last year's actual expenses.
Yes.
And it takes into account all the cost of the jail. Not just food.
But the whole operational.
Right. Yes. So even at what the sheriff is charging the local counties, you're still making a profit. Yeah. You're still covering
it. It's a general rule you want to house inmates for other counties. In fact, we made a bunch of money off of Smith County, and they finally got tired of paying Upshur and the neighboring counties and passed the bond to build a new jail. Nirvana would be for us to be, you know, 90%, just enough to handle our load and then have it full because it brings in revenue that we need.
So you're making about $16 and some odd cents a day profit if I've done my math right?
On county inmates, the federal is $60 a day.
Well, okay.
I'm looking to get the ICE certified also.
Yes.
Okay, did we vote? Those in favor?
Yeah, it did.
That motion passes 4-0. Thank you, Sheriff. Six, discuss and take action to approve entering into a contract for medical services between Upshur County and Jason Moulton, D.O., as medical director for Upshur County Jail, effective July 1, 2025. Sheriff Webb.
Yes, if y'all aren't aware, probably y'all are, but Dr. Buller retired a couple of years ago, or several years ago, from I guess his general practice, I guess you could say. He does do some part-time stuff still. He still has his office over here on Titus Street, but is mainly with a nurse practitioner that works out of his office there under his direction. What has happened is in 95, I think, was about the time the county signed a contract with him to be the medical director over the jail. Of course, we know over the last 26 years, medical services and stuff have changed over the years on how we can provide certain services to the inmates of the jail, try to save as much money as we can. One of the things that we were looking at was being able to do stuff over Zoom meetings, conferences, things like that. Currently, we had been looking for a while to see if we could find another doctor in the area that would be able to assist us with this, and it was very hard to look. But we recently had one that moved in the area and had a practice here on Henderson Street. Or Harris Street, just over here, south of the courthouse there. And so we went and approached him about it, told him, you know, what our needs were. A lot of things that happened, you know, one of the issues was is if we have a medical issue with inmates currently, instead of taking them over to where we can actually get them looked at his office, the majority of the time we're having to take them to emergency room. That takes people out of the jail, it takes things out of, and they're in the emergency room. Y'all know, if you've been to one recently, it's a rather lengthy stay a lot of times to deal with those issues. So we came back to them about that. We can actually take these individuals over to the offices. We can get the blood drawn, we can get work done there. We can also get referrals for any special treatment that they need to have, things like that, that we weren't able to get before. So all in all, it's going to increase the current contract that we have by $1,000 a month, which would bring us up to $24,000 a year, which our current contract since 1995 has been $12,000 a year. And I think if you even do 24, it's going to be hard to beat. At this current day and time with medical costs the way they currently are. And we're asking y'all to approve this for us.
All right, I said go up $1,000 a month, making it a total of $24,000 per year and all?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Motion and a second that we approve enter into a contract for medical services.
Judge, also, I did send a judge or Dr. Buller a certified letter telling him within the 30-day grace period that we had to end the contract back on the 20th or 21st of May. This doesn't go into effect until July the 1st. So we're giving plenty of notification.
So motion and a second that we enter into a contract for medical services between Upshur County and Jesse Moulton, D.L. D.O. is medical director of Upshur County Jail, effective July 1, 2025.
He's osteopath then. I'm sorry.
Those in favor, please indicate.
He's osteopath.
Motion passes 4-0.
I'm sorry, Todd, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Also, I think we ought to give a vote of thanks for Dr. Bull for 26 years.
That's not an easy job.
It hadn't been a money-making deal for him, and the man deserves to be, you know,
recognized
for what he's done. I also think in the direction you're going, that extra money you'll save the first three or four trips, you don't have to send people to all day to the ER.
Awesome.
Okay, so I want to give a vote of thanks from you guys to Dr. Buller for everything he's done for this county for the last 26 years and never once asked for an increase. Those can join me, please indicate. Let the record reflect a unanimous vote of appreciation to Dr. Buller.
And he also helped us through Innogen.
Yes.
You know, so he not only helped the sheriff, he also helped the county in multiple roles also.
And how long did he have that? About the same time, probably? Dr. Buller? On our energy?
I don't think it started as soon as that. I think we did that after I got up here.
But it's been years.
Uh-huh.
He's basically mostly, primarily retired then, for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 7, discuss and take action on disbursement of available school funds. You've got your packet from Brandy Vick suggesting that we allocate $400,000 for distribution to the Ulster County schools for the school fund year for 2024-2025. Kristen, help me go through this.
Hi.
So right now there's 462. No. How much does she have on hand now?
I think the $462,000.
We have $462,238 on hand. She's recommending we distribute $400,000 of that.
And another lease payment is in the mail.
And then this is not counting the lease payment. We're going to be, it's in the mail now from the tenant for $250,000 for the yearly rent. We don't know how that's going to be broken down yet because all the schools don't have their numbers in, but it'll be a per diem for student breakdown. But we'll distribution have, as it's always been.
But we'll have that for the record for Philip on the next board.
Yeah, sure. Sure. It's not a secret. I just don't know what it is right now. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it like Philip, we'll have that for the recording for you on the next one.
I had talked to him about it before the meeting today.
Yes, sir.
He had informed me what to deal with, but thank you.
One of the schools, let's just get it out there, a little bit tardy, turning in their numbers. So maybe it's my turn to call the tardy slip on somebody. But I don't want to say which one it is, okay? That's all I'm saying.
How about we just say not all the schools have got their numbers?
That would be fine. However you want to word that.
Motion to approve.
Most of the second that we distribute $400,000 of available West Texas land funds to the schools and distribute that per diem to be put into the record at the next meeting, actually, what the breakdown was. Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0.
Well, two of you, four items for closed session have already been taken care of, haven't you?
No, I still have to go into close. Then we're going to talk about air conditioning when I come out of close, but I don't think I should.
I'm going to have to wait for time.
It's up to the judge. I mean, it's
supposed to be 11:45, so I don't know. Well, I guess we could go ahead and do it and then ask if anybody's got a problem with it when we come out. It would be a harmless error.
We don't have to do, sir, we don't have to do the tax office air conditioning unit closed. That can be an open. Luana doesn't necessarily need to be here. Kevin does.
If Luana does need to be here, we don't have to doubt it. We'll shut that building down for a week.
Well,
because I'm all for shutting that building down
well,
for a week.
What I would do is talk with her separately on that. I don't know that that actually needs to be addressed when we're approving the actual purchase of the unit, because that we don't even know when they're going to be able to schedule it yet.
Yeah, we do have a county holiday on the 18th of the month if he wants to do it. It'd be ideal to shut it down on like the 18th and let them do it on that 18th, 19th, 20th.
If I may just suggest, because I think that's jumping the gun just a little, I think first we need to determine who's going to do the, who we're going to use as the vendor. And then secondly, we have to work with them to see what kind of schedule they can do, because June is just around the corner. I don't know if they'd be able to even get us in then. And then once we've got that, then we can address how many days shut and address with Luana how that's going to be handled. Yeah. So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
But closed session is for courthouse.
Yeah, as I said, two of the four have been taken care of. I knew there was some other stuff.
Let's go ahead and do this, and I'll stay here. It's only harmful if somebody shows up and said, I wanted to talk about it and didn't get to it. Okay, it's been posted. It's not a secret.
Okay.
Is that all right with everybody?
I'm good with that. Is Kristen, are you good with that? I'm good with that.
Terry.
What do you, how do you feel?
I mean, I'm good with that. I think that, okay. Yeah, if you come back at 11:45 and see if anybody's here and has a problem.
That's kind of what the rule would be. All right. I'm gonna also go, we're gonna recess the first agenda, open up the second agenda. Today's May 30, 2025, the time is 10:30 a.m. The matter notice for, well, it's noticed at 10 a.m. How about that? Okay, so it's 10:30 a.m. on the second agenda. Number one, discuss and take action to select a vendor to replace the HVAC units at the tax office. All right, Mr. Crutzinger and Ms. Williams.
I'll just, Kevin, if it's okay with you, I'll just do a general summary and then you can talk about what.
Come on up here, you can hear it, Kevin.
So, we've had two issues with the unit that's presently in the tax office and it's caused flooding over there. Major flooding, the coils in the existing unit have basically disassembled, if you will, or broken. And it's caused flooding, which has caused damage. We've had to file insurance claims, et cetera. Now, my understanding is that we still have two of the units with coils that will likely fail. And those coils are difficult to find and replace. So at some point, you've got to just ask yourself, is it worth continuing on with this kind of decrepit system that is a potential for flooding? This is a very important building. 90% of our revenue flows through that building, so we can't afford to have to shut it down for floods, et cetera. Plus, you don't want the employees to continue to go through that.
And it don't flood on convenient times.
No, it doesn't.
It don't flood on the day.
Yeah. It floods when it wants to flood.
It floods on the weekend,
yeah.
Or Sunday when the sheriff said that his inmates out. It don't do it during business hours.
No, sir. So basically when Kevin came in and spoke to me, I said, well, let's just go out and look to see what we need to do to get a new. Now, the unit would be a heating unit. The air conditioning unit's fine. It's the heating unit that's causing the problem. And so Kevin took that and he went to three or four different vendors, three of which had state contracts, which therefore you do not have to bid it out. And I'm going to have him describe who he is recommending that we use and kind of go into detail on that and the time frame when they can do it, knowing that the tax assessor is looking at June for having it done.
So now, like we talked, our AC units are still staying, right? Are you replacing?
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you replacing the AC units also?
The bids I have are for complete units.
Okay, so we're taking AC units out.
Correct.
So we have no heat and cooling.
Correct.
Completely.
Yes, everything will be brand new. and one thing that on this, in an attempt to try to save money, I've got it set up where the inmates and myself go in and do a lot of the demo work. All this copper, these units, the inside units, we can scrap those. We can try to take that, sell that, put that money back into the general fund to help recoup some of the cost. All of our condenser units, we can seal those off and keep those. If a condenser goes out somewhere, all we have is labor of replacing it, the labor of it. We already have the parts. So try to recycle some of that. As far as our bids, our two closest bids.
No, they were quotes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Quotes are from Payne Mechanical Services, which is a total of $54,975. And then I have ETR, which is who we currently use for our service work. Their total is $64,000. It is put into two separate quotes. ETR is $47,700 for the units, and then the electrical work is through Integri Services of East Texas, which is $16,300 for the electrical part, because they're going to have to upgrade the service to three phase. There's roughly a $10,000 difference between ETR and Payne, but a lot of that is Payne is not replacing any of the copper line sets. They're not replacing any of the thermostats or the thermostat sensors.
So ETR give us more?
More for our money, and it's roughly at the same price and everything will be new. I have spoke with Jason, and it, to my understanding, Luana, if I understood this right, was wanting to do this approximately the second week in June, because I believe she has some medical stuff scheduled. I spoke with Jason. He said if he's awarded the job, he can get the equipment and they can be set to do that on the second week of June. I can start demoing Monday to get the stuff out to get ready for them to come in.
And then I wanted to add something to that. June is really important, I'll tell you why, because July is when Luana is going to be coming back. She's going to be out for a period of time, probably 3 weeks, maybe four. We also have a lot of the employees out in June for educational travel. The tax calculation work, the biggest part of this whole budget process, starts in July. So I don't want a bunch of construction going over there in July, because that's going to make important work really difficult. And then statements work starts in the fall. So June is really the best month. And adding to what Kevin said, we've dealt with ETR. We have work experience with them. We have experience with how quickly they respond in emergencies, et cetera. And the fact that we have both of these vendors came in below 50, even though they don't have state contracts, means we don't have to bid it out.
Yeah, I voiced my concern. My concern is that building being down a week.
How long did he feel it needed to be shut down?
I did not get a firm answer. It was 3 days to a week, and that is not because of the air conditioning, it's because of the electrical, because they're going to have to kill all electric to the building to install the three-phase.
Can they do it over the weekend? Can they do it over
That's
the
what I'm
weekend?
Saying. I
can find out about that.
Now, hold on just a minute. You agree we need to get the work done.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
So we're just talking about how
now
to
we're
do
just
it.
Talking about
I don't want to push this.
No, we don't vote today, but what I'm saying.
No, I do want to push it, but I don't want to push the AC people to be, you know.
I'm just saying.
That's really getting them in here on the weekend.
We have a holiday on the 18th, and you know what I'm saying is we also got to make sure that our citizens take care of. We can't shut the building down on weekends.
Can I say something?
You're surely right.
This integrity, if I'm pronouncing that right, this electrician, I have not personally spoke with them. This is a company that ETR uses frequently, who they work well together. I haven't spoke with them. I can speak with them, find out the issues, what they're thinking needs to be done, and then I can report back to y'all. Yeah. And I can try to find that out today.
You know, on the 18th, the week of the 18th, we have that holiday, you know. So the building will all be shut down one day already.
Correct.
You know, because like I said, that's a very vital source of people getting their tags, registering vehicles, taxes, you know.
No, and I'm all for getting it back up going as soon as humanly possible.
Two satellite offices need to be open.
Yeah. But also, and I'm sure everybody wants to make sure the job is done and done right the first time.
You're saying... Your preference would be try to knock it out the week that we're going to be closed that one day anyway?
Yeah, because a lot of offices close the day before or the day after a holiday.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
So there's already been some time that week that the office is already going to be scheduled to be closed. So we need to see if we can vitalize that, because it's not going to be a hindrance to the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Already.
And once Kevin has the information, then we can sit with Luana and figure out what she wants to do with the closure.
I know you probably know about Juneteenth.
Well, yeah,
so what were you going to say?
I was actually just going to say, take into consideration with this bid, if you move it to a holiday and a weekend, get those electricians out there, it's going to increase the bid.
Mm-hmm. That's
because they're going to be time and a half. And
yeah, that's what
every
I was saying.
Every time
yeah,
half.
That's a good point.
That was an issue with
they're
the
probably
weekend,
already. They probably already bid as skinny as they can for the job. And then to tell them, you got to bring all your people off the lake of the pounds.
And I don't know if Juneteenth is a holiday that they recognize. I don't know.
Some don't.
It's not a federal holiday. So.
Yeah, not many. Most for-profit companies don't recognize that.
Of course, it's a federal holiday.
But still, I think within reason, you just explain the issue and just
right.
See.
Commissioner,
well,
not out of your point, but also too,
how
we need our citizens to know that we try to get
to
over. How many times a year?
How many days?
A week.
Yeah, that's what I...
Is it a week we were down with the flood?
We shut down a week, and then we shut down 2 days when it...
Two days for the second time.
When it reflooded the second time.
So if we have another flood, we're gonna be down a week anyway.
I mean, right, at this point, June is not a busy month. I mean, I do realize we have to keep it open, but the last time we had a flood, we had to close it for a period of time. So I think overall, the citizens should...
But we gotta remember too, during that period of time we were shut, we weren't shut that full week. We still had the drive-through window open too. So that building was not shut down for a solid week.
Well, we may be able to put a generator and operate, say, the drive-in. Would that be possible?
I think it would have to be an awful lot.
I think it's y'all's job.
Well, just to run that...
If you give the public notice, that it can't be held, and tell the cops, don't write anybody any tickets for an expired license plate for that week.
Is the court going into closed session?
No, we're gonna vote on this.
Yeah, not on this.
No, I understand that, but I mean, is the court going into closed session and then coming back after closed session?
Yeah.
I will see if I can find an answer on timeframe before y'all reconvene from closed session.
But first, you have to approve.
Correct.
Okay, so, is it, tell us what your recommendation is on who does the repairs.
My recommendation is to use ETR, because we use them, I know their kind of work, I trust their work.
And that's to get new equipment in there.
To replace all the equipment.
Their quality is higher, Judge, but they're offering more bang for a buck.
I know them, the guy, the owner's uncle's my next door neighbor.
Yeah, they're a good company. The one thing is, also, the commissioners need to know that this will be, have to be paid out of contingency. So this is going to lessen the amount I'll be able to transfer over to the courthouse fund, because it's coming from that contingency line, but it's something that needs to be done.
It's something that needs to be done.
Something that needs to be done.
Like in the fall, that tree decides I'm gonna have to drop a few leaves off here, I'm sorry.
But we can take this flood as a blessing though, because I don't know if y'all seen the tax office. We can take this flood as a blessing, because the tax office is phenomenal now. Come on, it looks nice.
And Luann and I are actually working on getting the rest of it painted.
It looks really good.
It's gonna be even better after the unit's replaced.
And it was a deep clean too.
May I ask a quick question now? I don't know anything about air conditioning systems, so this may be a laughable question. But Connie said the heating unit was, well, the problem was air conditioning is fine. But the bids are for replacing air conditioning too, so why are we replacing air conditioning?
Because the system worked off of a boiler system.
It's what?
The heat worked off of a boiler system.
Okay.
So you just had a boiler system, and then you had conventional AC system. So we're replacing the boiler system, and to go with a new boiler system would be twice the amount.
It was roughly $80,000 just to replace the boiler.
It's more economically feasible to get new equipment in there.
Okay.
That way we won't have to circle back to this 2 or 3 years from now. Do we need to vote on this now?
Yes, so that he can call it.
Those in favor of going to the ETR and replace the HVAC? Motion passes.
Did we have a motion? I didn't have a motion and a second on that.
I make a motion to go to the ETR.
Okay, and who's second? Okay, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Now, we're gonna go into closed session. So, item 8, the court's gonna go into closed session under the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Texas Government Code under Chapter 551, specifically 551.072 and 551.0725, to consider issues with around 12 project administration in reference to the courthouse renovation, being consideration of round 12 renovation funding and ARPA grant requirements consistent therewith. We're not going to go into closed session on item C or D. Those have already been handled. So we're going to talk about contracts being negotiated and the liberation of real property, but all that's directly related to the round 12 renovation. The time is now 10:43 a.m. We're in closed session. Mm-hmm. All right, the time is now 10:55 a.m. It's Friday, May 30, 2025. We're back into open session. of Yoka County Commissioners Court, which actually ended. So now we're down to item nine. The court was reconvened into open session and will take any action necessary as a result of closed session.
Make a motion, we go with purchasing the courthouse furniture with Texas Correctional Industries, TCI.
Second.
Okay, so motion and a second that we purchase furniture for the courthouse that we're renovating in the amount of $57,389. With the Texas Correctional Industries.
Is that part of the state government?
That is, yes, sir.
I was fixing to tell you whose address is Huntsville, Texas. And I want to say that the prisoners do good work, and I'm glad they're going to be able to fulfill our needs. Any further discussions?
Y'all need to take bids on this?
No.
No, and they have a state contract.
And Philip, you sell furniture. To buy all new desks for the courthouse for $57,000 for every office, that is phenomenal cheap.
Well, I don't sell office furniture.
Well, I'm saying, you sell furniture, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Wooden desks.
Wooden, yes.
Wooden desks. Heavy wooden desks, I think.
That's a steel to me.
They did work.
So that's a steel to me.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0. All right.
Do we need to sign the bottom of that for your records?
Yeah.
We need to make license plates. We used to have them, but
they don't make license plates no more.
Do they still do school buses, refurbished school buses?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
With that furniture, they made that chair.
They quit license plates a couple years ago.
I guess.
Oh, it's been a long. Because that's what we're talking about. Back in the day, they made license plates. They made real license plates. License plates nowadays on our HMOs, we wash the paint off of them because they're just stained. They're just a piece of paper.
Well, they don't use the tax office anymore,
but they make
mail furniture.
Well, you're going to have to wash them off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have to wash them in our HMOs. It just washes them off.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I'm like, can y'all make it? Oh, so lots of that works.
Yep. Tell you what, that high pressure deal wash paint.
It's all wooden desks, or is there something else?
No, they're all wooden desks.
Okay. Used to, they used all base paint for water, didn't you?
Exactly.
You couldn't knock it off.
Well, I mean, is there anything other than desks? Is it chairs?
There's desks. There's two types of desks. There's a large desk and then a small desk, and then ones with returns. There's a couple of bookshelves and two conference tables.
Okay, next item is number 10.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Yes, sir. Second.
Okay, I've got a motion 2 seconds to adjourn. Don't all go run. Those in favor of adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.